This Congress debates a massive bill to overhaul the nation's physical infrastructure. One Michigan city is an example of how badly help is needed and how communities of color are often the last to receive it. John Yang traveled to Benton Harbor, where the water is undrinkable and residents' anger is at a boiling point.
Water. Right here.
For the people of Benton Harbor, Michigan, a new morning routine.
How you doing?
To make a pot of coffee or brush their teeth, they need to get their hands on bottled water. Earlier this month, state officials told them not to drink or cook with tap water because of high levels of lead. So the state health department is delivering truckloads of bottled water to this small city on the shores of Lake Michigan. Sherita Bynum and her two-year-old granddaughter Kinsley got into line an hour and a half before distribution started.
I never imagined it, you know. I didn't think it was as serious, but it is.
It smelled real funny. Sometimes it just come out brown.
Benton Harbor native Carmela Patton grew up drinking the tap water. But a few years ago, she began to sense that something wasn't right. A
couple of times I got out of the tub, out of shower, I itch real bad, like constant itches.
Last year, Patton had her water tested and found it contained more than 100 parts per billion of lead. Federal regulations say action must be taken after readings of just 15 parts per billion. Patton uses a filter in her faucet provided by the state. But now state health officials warn that current lead levels may be too high for the filters to work. For Patton, it's all prompted questions, like about one of her daughter's developmental difficulties.
I grew up off the water. I raised her, my 19-year-old, off the water. And I wonder now, because I've been looking and reading, is that why she got delays? Is she got her issues going on?
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says lead is harmful at any level, especially in children, because it can slow growth and result in learning and behavior problems.
How does that make you feel?
I feel stupid. I feel stupid, but then again, I don't. It just feel like I can't trust the state. I don't trust my mayor, because you said 3 years you knew this, but you never introduced us to it.
Benton Harbor residents like Patton might never have known the water isn't safe if not for the Reverend Edward Pinckney. In 2018, he sent the water sample for testing that first revealed high lead levels. Since then, six consecutive sets of tests conducted by the state have shown excessively high levels in some Benton Harbor homes.
It went on for 3 years of silence.
Pinckney contends local officials ignored the problem.
That's what hurts me more than anything else. After one year, you should have done something. You should have told this community that the water was bad.
Pinckney and his grassroots group, the Benton Harbor Community Water Council, have been distributing bottled water since 2019. In September, they asked the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to take emergency action. About a month later, the state issued its warning.
They had no concern about the community. If we had not done it, then they would not have done it themselves.
We were doing what we could with what we had as resources.
Benton Harbor Mayor Marcus Muhammad says the city doesn't have the resources to deal with the problem all by itself. It needs the state help that Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has pledged.
You know, a small city like Benton Harbor, you know, kind of got lost in translation from my perspective. So we're at the behest and the mercy of the state.
Elizabeth Hertel, Michigan's Director of Health and Human Services, acknowledges residents' complaints that they were left in the dark for too long.
We need to continue to work at how and when we're communicating. I think the only way to repair that lack of trust is you continue to show up.
At times, Mary Alice Adams couldn't use the water to wash hair in the salon she ran in her home before the pandemic.
I'm not sure what this is.
She's been a city commissioner for 10 years and blames city and state officials for failing to spot the problem on their own and to alert residents once it was detected.
I was getting very angry about it because our residents, you know, but I didn't know the magnitude of it because I kept, again, asking. We need somebody to educate us on what these things mean. We have elderly people in the community that don't understand what a per part per billion is.
The crisis in Benton Harbor has echoes of another case of lead-tainted water coming out of the faucets of a poor, majority black Michigan city. The state reached a $600 million settlement with the residents of Flint for its role in that city's lead crisis, which emerged in 2014.
This is Candace.
Adam's daughter grew up both in Flint and Benton Harbor.
My baby being epileptic, I didn't know that it could actually do greater harm with a condition like that. And her between Flint and here, she was like getting a double portion of lead.
Adam still wonders whether lead might have played a role in her daughter's death in 2018.
It's sad when you watch a child take all of these different types of medications, praying that they would get better, and then drinking water, bathing in water, brushing your teeth in water, to think that lead on top of the medications caused her even graver suffering. It's sad to watch a child and can do nothing about it.
For many in Benton Harbor, the current water problems are just the latest case of their city being left high and dry. After decades of disinvestment and government neglect, the schools are struggling, crime is high, and nearly half the population lives in poverty. But take the short drive across a river to the neighboring city of St. Joseph, and it's a stark contrast. A majority white city with a thriving downtown and safe drinking water.
When you talk about St. Joseph, Michigan, and Benton Harbor, Michigan, you're talking about two different worlds.
Pinckney points to a long history of manufacturing decline and so-called white flight that's left Benton Harbor struggling with few resources and a crumbling infrastructure. That history may be why outrage seems common among Benton Harbor residents, but surprise does not.
Environmental racism right here. We're looking at it. Look around you. And now, I always talk about how different things would be if it was a white community. You know, they'd call in the Army, FEMA, Joe Biden would be here, you know. All this would happen, but by being a black neighborhood, they really don't care.
Meanwhile, residents like Carmela Patton are still paying for water they can't drink.
And on a call down there, starting with the city manager, called them, why are we paying for bad water? Nobody returned a phone call, email, or anything. And the bills is pretty high.
Meanwhile, Benton Harbor is racing to replace all 6,000 of its lead service pipes in the next 18 months. It's a project that will cost some $30 million. The state and the EPA have both stepped in to help pay for it. State Health Director Elizabeth Hertel says it's about time.
Our water infrastructure in Michigan and across the country has been woefully neglected. So while these are the two communities that we've seen it thus far, I do not believe that these will be the only communities in the state of Michigan or across the country where we're going to see this.
But for those stuck with water they can't drink, it's not fast enough.
I mean, if you want to take a bath, then you pray over it and you do what you got to do. But at the same time, are y'all bathing in it? What is your water like?
In the meantime, the people of Benton Harbor continue to pay the price. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang in Benton Harbor, Michigan.